This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, listeners. Can you believe it? This is our 250th episode. 250 episodes. That's almost 250 different search terms, 250 deep dives down different dirty rabbit holes, and probably triple that number of porn videos that we've considered, watched, reviewed, and/or rejected so that you didn't have to. Frankly, my genitals and my eyeballs are a little sore from it all. Thank you. Thank you to those of you who have been with us since the beginning. Oh my God, that's wild to imagine. Thank you to those of you who are new to the show and just joining. Listen, thank you to those of you who treat us like part-time lovers. You're not listening to every episode as soon as it comes out, but maybe you pop by for a quickie every now and again. That's honestly perfectly fine by us. We're proud of our show and our humble efforts to dismantle shame, destigmatize sex work, spread sex positivity throughout the land, and hopefully bring better porn and more pleasure and joy to the masses. And by the way, if you're ever looking for a way to commemorate your fanship or to support the podcast or to support us in making another 250 episodes, oh my God, is that possible? Is there even enough porn to sustain us? We have a Patreon. You've heard me talk about it. You can subscribe for as low as $3 a month. And we have perks like merchandise discounts. Did you know we have merchandise? Blooper reels, extra clip reviews, thirst traps seem to be very popular. And we've even started releasing a series that we call The Pre-Cum, which is basically a bonus podcast. Rachel and I hop on before we record our episodes and we shoot the shit about our latest sexual adventures and also answer questions submitted by listeners like you. That's right, you can genuinely ask us anything and we'll honestly probably respond. We've yet to encounter a question we couldn't handle. Gauntlet thrown. Famous last words. You can find us at patreon.com/girlsonporn. Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Laura.
I'm Rachel.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything. Before we introduce the topic, we have a bratty segment for you today.
69 seconds of sex news. We've pulled headlines from the news to keep you informed and horny. Here we go.
Shawnee City Council Manager Doug Gerber has been ousted after a salacious video was sent to his fellow council members. The email subject line read, "Most important," in all caps, and contained a video of Gerber managing his own council, if you know what I mean. The city council manager said he wasn't sure how he could continue on after this, which is a shame because he's so good at what he does. Apparently, he was good at his job as council manager, too.
He may be a motherfucking PIMP, but he's not fucking any mothers anytime soon. You heard that right. 50 Cent is practicing abstinence in 2024. Apparently, 50 is working on an epic project that's so big he can't afford any distractions, including sex. His announced projects down the pipeline include the British boxing drama Fightland and a TV show based on 8 Mile. Let's just hope the sexual energy 50's conserving doesn't go toward a limited series about a white rapper.
Between sonar, their large penises, and their mating patterns, Saratine bats are just built different. New research from scientist Nicholas Faisal has revealed that these bats do not engage in penetrative sex. Instead, they engage in contact mating where the males use their extremely large penises as an extra arm to push females' tail membrane out of the way before making contact with the vulva. Saratine bat mating events last about 53 minutes on average, but can take longer than 12 hours. Like I said, Saratine bats are just built different. You dirty dogs could never.
The Fort Gerhard Museum in Poland has put out a simple request. Please stop having sex on their grounds. The museum, a former 19th century Prussian fortress, has now been home to 3 caught-on-camera hookups in the span of a month. The museum was cheeky about all of this, saying their exhibits are old and accustomed to different moral standards and could be shocked by any sexual behavior. Now you might be asking, why have sex in a former military fortress? And I counter with this. Have you seen a bayonet lately? Gird thine loins. So today's topic.
Oh, I can't wait for this one.
Very excited.
Yeah.
I'm very excited because it's something that it's bratty. It's something that I very much sexually identify with.
Mm-hmm.
Is how I describe myself to partners, like on my like profiles, whatever, like when I did the BDSM test. And it took me a long time to kind of realize that that was the case. I just sort of, for a long time, I sort of said that I was a bossy bottom.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to talk more about this because I was thinking about this in a new way, yeah, prepping for this episode, that like, I don't necessarily, I mean, there's different ways to define brat.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to spoil the videos, but I will say that like, they could have been brattier in terms of like,
well, that, yeah,
the sex act, yes, themselves.
Yeah. We'll talk about
and
that.
Like how to incorporate the brattiness in the fucking.
Yeah.
And so there's like a brat thing that exists in the BDSM space that, yeah, has to do with more advanced domination.
Yeah.
And then there's kind of a bratty thing in porn, which we see in a lot of like step porn, yeah, like stepsister is just like, she's just kind of an asshole and we fuck her.
Yeah.
And then there's like different levels of brattiness in like our own sexual lives, mm-hmm, that might not be necessarily like BDSM, but like,
right,
there could be sort of a personality or a tone that comes into play. So I'm really interested to hear from you, like specifics about what you do or what you think is bratty about you.
Okay. Well, I would say I lean obviously more into like the BDSM, like role of a brat, of a submissive. And like how I think it's defined is someone, a submissive or a bottom who sort of like has like a penchant for like misbehaving or like wanting to get in trouble.
Yeah.
Someone who's talks back.
Yes.
Because they enjoy that sort of tension, that confrontation.
Yeah.
Either because they want to get punished,
mm-hmm,
or for me, it's like the attention.
It's an attention grab. Okay.
It's the attention.
So can you give me an example of like a kind of thing that you would say or do,
well,
that is bratty?
It's sort of, I kind of came into it because I realized like I really loved making partners jealous.
Mm, okay.
That was sort of my doorway into it. Like I really loved making partners jealous and I didn't really like ever, it just, it felt weird to be like, yeah, I'm like a sub or like, because I am very switchy.
Mm-hmm.
And even like my dom style is like sort of bratty too, you know, like I do feel... Yeah, it's something about like doing something to make someone, to incite a reaction out of something,
mm-hmm,
which is so, sounds so basic, I guess. But I really liked making partners jealous when I was like younger. And I loved like sort of like being bad or being like, okay, well then make me, you know.
Like, so the brattiness like extends outside of the scene for you. It's a little bit about,
yeah,
like you're at a party and you're like,
right,
I'm flirting with this guy. What do you think, mm-hmm, of that? Well, you can't control me. Like,
right,
you're like, prove to me that you like me more than that person or like that, mm-hmm, I'm yours kind of thing.
Yeah. Like I'm not quick to give away like respect, I guess.
Mm.
Or I'm not quick to give away power.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's like, it has to sort of get earned.
Yeah.
And I kind of like the fight for it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to like immediately be like, yes, daddy, let me lick. Like, I'm not like a super sub where I'm like, I'll lick your fucking boots, you know? Like,
mm-hmm,
I'll do whatever you want. Like, I'm like, oh, fucking like, okay, go ahead and try and make me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I love, and I also, it specifically, like, I always loved getting spanked.
Yeah.
And something sort of unlocked in me when it was like, oh, you're like, you're being bad. Like, and I also love wrestling. Like, I love like kind of like,
mm-hmm,
the struggle. Like, I'm,
yeah,
I like fighting back. So
yeah,
that's sort of the thing that within me that I've found is where my brattiness is.
Interesting. I've,
yeah,
played with a little bit of that too. And I,
yeah,
think the piece of it that I like is the like, is resisting it so that you can prove how much you want it.
Yeah.
You know, like the, like I've played with it just a little bit in the sense where like, I've wanted to be dominated and I've wanted to like squirm away and,
yeah,
be like, get out. No, you can't, you know, like,
right.
that kind of thing. But then inevitably within the scene, I'm a little bit more like, yeah, okay, fuck the shit out of me. You know, right. Like I like to then give in rather than like mm-hmm. resist. But that's because I haven't really played the brat role in like a more advanced BDSM scene where a dom is like giving you specific instructions and you're like, what if I don't? You know, because yeah. I think that's more that end of the spectrum. Mm-hmm. I can't say that I necessarily relate to like making someone jealous, like having it like live outside of a scene or outside of like
yeah.
a very specific dynamic with a specific partner mm-hmm. where they know what I'm doing,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
But I'm just so curious to hear about it from you. Cause like when you say brat, like I get it. And I'm yeah. like, oh yeah, Rachel's totally a brat. But like, we've never talked about
right.
how that manifests like in bed for you or like mm-hmm. what, how that plays out in like the sexual environment.
Yeah. It's like, I love the struggle for power, you know,
mm-hmm.
like there's just, I'm just so not quick to like, be like, yes, daddy, you know, I'm like, okay, like yeah. prove to me you're daddy, you know, like,
yes.
you know, like I don't believe you. Cause I also know that I'm a force to be reckoned with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I just, there's so many people out there that are like, oh, I'm like dominating or whatever. And I'm like, no, you're not. Like, that's my immediate reaction.
Okay. This part of it too, I can definitely relate to. Cause like I've articulated this where like, I'm choosy about who I let dominate me. Cause there's yeah. a lot of people running around being like, I've got a great collection of whips. And I'm like, but you don't know what to do with them.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
know? Like, or like, you don't know how to dominate in a way that you really earn my trust,
right.
like, as well as my respect,
uh-huh.
and where people are just like, I'm a dom, I'm dominant, but I'm like, you just wanting to fuck me rough isn't necessarily yeah.
exactly.
good
yes.
domination. Yes. That's actually about your preference for how you like to fuck, as opposed right. to you being a good dom who's good at meeting the energy of the sub
yes.
and navigating it. And there have been times that that's gotten kind of dicey, where like, I've been in communication with someone kind of dommy and was like, what if I'm a little bit bratty? Mm. And like, they kind of brought that out of me because I was like, you're not earning a level of submission that I'm ready to give you, you know? Like, I don't feel like, so then it becomes me being like, well, you better fucking earn it, and like becoming brattier, mm-hmm. which actually makes it harder for the inexperienced dom and like can actually blow up a dynamic. It's almost like worth saying because some doms just aren't that advanced.
Yeah.
And I think it's an advanced dom who can handle a brat, you know,
yeah.
or at least someone who knows you well and can engage with your dynamic. And there
right.
have been times when I'd be like, oh, I just don't mesh with this person because
yeah.
they're not dominating me enough that I just immediately want to submit. I mean,
yeah.
I'm also like not, I'm switchy and like dommy in my own ways. And also just like an authoritative kind of woman. So
mm-hmm.
I'm not organically subby for just anyone.
Right, right.
And then if they're like not great at doming, it brings out the like a brattier side of me, or just a fully authoritative, like, oh no, thanks. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think like a great brat tamer can navigate that and like really play in that energy safely. And that feels rare to me.
Yeah. Yeah. It is rare. Like there's not like, I don't really want in like a power dynamic, like when I think of myself in a submissive role, like I want my dom to be like challenged by me. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I
it's
don't
too
want it
easy
to be like,
if not, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Like, I don't want it to be like so like easy to like bend over, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I also just like, I don't want to be like the punishment is the reward for me.
Yes.
You know.
Well, the punishment is the punishment, right? Like the punishment
yes.
is the payoff, but you want that dynamic to be charged
yes.
beforehand and not just like
right.
hand it over. Cause like we talk about this all the time, but it's about yeah. that tension. It's about that
right.
chemistry
mm-hmm.
and that push pull is a little bit of what you want to see.
Yeah.
You know,
like my
yeah.
last partner, he like said something really sweet about me. Like he was like, I love like seeing you be bossy like in real life and then like, you know, turning around and get to like boss you around in bed.
Hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, and I was like, yeah, that's sort of me, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, go ahead, try.
Like, yeah. But when they can do it, it's hotter, you
yeah.
know?
Oh, it's so hot. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, just trying to find my brat tamer. One day, you know?
One day. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's just got to be the right thing, you know?
Yeah. There was actually a really good Lola Jean, who's also a brat. She wrote this article that was actually on X Confessions or ericaless.com. And, you know, she sort of said, like, there's there's like plenty of reasons for brats to like act out or cause chaos. And I was like, that's, I love that, because like I am an agent of chaos. But there's like there's a few different motivations. And one of them, obviously, like I said, like attention, like brats, like all eyes on them. Mm-hmm. Trust, acting out is often with tests to see if they're worthy of trust. Autonomy, like testing authority.
Autonomy is a great one. That's a good way of putting it, because I'm thinking about this from like my own psychological perspective. And a lot of what I'm even identifying in this moment or have thought about a little bit in the past is like, I'm tricky to dominate, or I'm resistant to bad doming because I'm resistant to bad authority. Like I question authority in all aspects of my life if it's
because
not
it's, you
great.
Know, yeah.
So it's like comes into the sex space, of course. So I'm like, if you're not a great dom, I'm going to question that authority, which is a way of exerting my autonomy and being like, I'm not just going to fuck anybody in whatever way they want to fuck me. You know, like you're going to earn the domination if you're going to dominate me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The want to be like tamed or corralled, like testing boundaries, punishment. That could be like the point to being a brat.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously it's just like the struggle, which I also really relate to, is like the feeling of struggle, like the struggle of, power and mental, verbal, physical, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was also an article in Mashable about like a beginner's guide to being a brat, and Dr. Lee Phillips, a psychotherapist and sex and couples therapist, gave some like sample bratty dialogue, which is helpful to kind of like get a better picture of what it is.
Yeah.
But stuff like, that's all, make me, you can do better than that. Like you can't, like, oh yeah, prove it. Like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which again is like more about instigating the sex than like within it. But like, is that all you got? Like kind of thing. Or like, fuck me harder. You know, like that can be
eye
part
rolling,
of it too.
You know, laughing.
Yeah. And then sex acts like spanking or like orgasm denial or forced orgasm.
Yeah.
Or like putting a hand over someone's mouth to like silence them.
Yeah.
And then if you get more advanced, things like being put in a cage or like tying someone up, or, you know, like any kind of bondage or real advanced power dynamic play, like obviously can come into play as well.
Yeah. I'm not really into that aspect of it. Like the humiliation sort of.
Yeah.
I just, it's more like the struggle, the power struggle, you know?
Yeah.
Is really fun for me.
Yeah.
Someone like, you know, spanking me or like, you know, yanking my toy or my hand away when I'm trying to come, and then it's like, whoa, now, oh fuck you, you know, like
yeah
you know,
or like teasing you before they enter you, or like holding you down if you're trying to squirm away, and
I love that.
Yeah,
teasing before you enter is like everyone should be doing that, you know what I mean? Like my god, like that's like my favorite thing.
Yeah.
And especially like in that, just in that power dynamic alone, like I love that, like when the person is like, oh, like I can tell you want it, and I'm like, fuck you, I know you want it, you know what I mean? Like you want it
too. No, like, that's my response too. Like I literally,
that's always my response, with like, oh yeah, like not yet, and I'm like, oh yeah, well I bet you can't fucking wait.
I'm like,
either.
You want this fucking pussy, you know, you fucking want it.
You're dying for it, you know? And like,
you would have fucking destroyed that pussy, like best of luck.
Literally, I'm like, that is the best, like that to me is like such a good little like a moment of like brat and brat tamer, you know?
Yes.
Like that sort of, like I was like, I'm not really like I mean, I guess I'm a submissive, but that was like before I could understand like the vast array under like the umbrella of BDSM, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, I would just always say like, I'm a bossy bottom.
I think you're still a bossy bottom though.
I'm a mouthy bottom. Yeah.
Yeah. I've kind of gotten that too. Like I literally had someone be like, wow, you talk a lot when you're, I was like, you're not a great dom.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad we talked about this. It's validating for me as well. I think that you're the brat queen, but I've definitely played in the space and have really like enjoyed that dynamic with the right partners. So it's fun to talk about it and be like, what is that? Like what, why do we?
Yeah.
Call it that. I mean, it's funny that we call it brattiness, but in a lot of ways, it's just like you said, like
defiance,
questioning that authority, and it's a kind of defiance and a kind of autonomy. So I'm like, you branded it as brat because, like, what a pain in the ass.
That it's just actually like, just being a feminist.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, oh, I'm supposed to listen to you, a man?
Yeah,
think again.
Supposed to let you fuck? There is something feminist about it because I'm like.
Yes.
You don't just get to fuck me because you think you're dominant. Like, prove that you deserve to fuck me is like.
Oh, you think I want your dick?
Is a thesis.
You want this pussy, you know?
Yeah. Like. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. We nailed it.
Yeah.
We nailed it.
Should we do the showdown?
Let's do it.
Okay. Mia the brat loves rimming her stepdaddy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, sure.
Yeah.
I do too.
I don't think you have a stepdaddy, but classic scenario for it to be like the bitchy stepsister or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. There's, yeah, the brattiness in the step and the sibling sort of world.
That diagram. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay. First one from me. Spoiled brat is fucked bareback by employee. Full on red. Interesting dynamic there. Like, she's the boss and he's the employee, is presumably. So it's like, again, it's not like brattiness. It's like bad bitch in the room energy, you know? Right. Like, she's in charge and we don't like that. So we're going to fuck her into submission.
And we don't like that.
Did I stutter? Like,
and we don't like that.
It is mainstream porn.
Yeah.
It is patriarchy, you know? We're putting it right in there, right in the sauce.
Two hot guys whip and tickle a teasing brat that loves it.
Whiff and tickle?
Whip. Sorry.
Whip.
Sorry, I recently got a lip flop.
I was like, doesn't sound that.
My teeth aren't as plosive.
Okay.
So, because I have a little bit of Botox on my upper lip.
What would
lip.
Your voice teacher say about getting Botox and numbing your lip?
Listen, it's not numb. Okay. It just looks hot. I actually haven't sucked dick since I got it done. So this is going to be interesting.
I'm curious how that feels.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you don't, like, wait, I actually want to know this. Do you have facility of your upper lip? Because I do feel like,
yeah,
like you can move it with as much dexterity.
No. I mean, like, I can't curl it like to, like, you know, when you put on chapstick or lipstick and you go,
mm-hmm.
I can't really do that right here.
Yeah.
So.
So do you think that's going to affect your blowjobs? Or is that, we're going to find out.
Like, I don't do this when I go a blowjob.
And that's the only thing that you're limited doing.
I mean,
for Patreon subscribers, you can watch the action of Rachel's lips right now. But there are ways that, like, I will wrap my lip around a cock. Like, I will flex lips on the cock. But if you can, I guess we'll find out. You're going to have to
suck a dick tomorrow.
Put it in the pre-cum. Put it in the Patreon bonus episode.
There go, you know, guess I got to go suck a dick. I can't whistle.
And you could whistle before, to be clear.
No.
I mean, some people can't.
What if I just was like, yeah, I just actually just saying this now. I've been holding it in for my entire life. I can't whistle.
I can't whistle. Unrelated, but I also, I could never whistle. So what's lost for me, you know?
But yeah, it's like my P's are like kind of harder than like where my lips hit. Is it normally where they used to? Like it's like a further back on my upper lip. Porn. My porn podcast.
Your porn podcast. Your porn podcast.
Porn.
Your porn podcast.
Mom. Mommy. Money. Yeah. Okay, anyways.
Next one for me. Is it my turn? I've lost track.
Yeah.
Huge cock fucks wife and brat teen.
Oh.
Just a disembodied cock.
Oh,
just
sure.
A huge cock fucking.
And that's the star of the show.
The wife.
Main character energy, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. 300 ball slap POV preview.
300 ball slap?
I don't know.
We're counting them and there's 300 of them? Or like 300 is like a size?
I didn't watch it, but
yeah,
it seemed worth noting.
I have no context for that one. I've never seen a, I mean, that's new. I've never seen a porn that counts the ball slaps.
It's a parody of the movie 300.
Yeah, it's just 300 ball slaps.
This
but it's each, it's individuals.
Sparta.
Smack, 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 across
yes.
the brigade
mm-hmm.
as it encroaches.
Mm-hmm.
Bratty goth girl ignores you to be on her phone.
Oh, that's bratty.
Classic. Yeah, ignoring and bratty,
yeah.
I think, want to go hand in hand.
Yes.
And the reason that ignoring works well when it works well is because of that tension, because of that resistance, but I really want it. You know?
Yeah, but like, no, I'm busy, you know?
But it does start with a different thing. Yeah, it starts without the attention grab.
Right.
That's the only difference, is it's less about like asking for the attention in the beginning of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, interesting.
Last one from me. Am I that bad?
Who's asking?
Honey, if you have to ask, you know? Yeah.
Okay, last one from me.
Uh-huh.
Brat's pussies baptized with sperm.
Oh.
Baptized.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
So there's something here, again, something patriarchal. Again, mm-hmm. we're like, oh, she's a bad girl, so we got to baptize her
with
sperm.
The holy speed. Speed?
Yeah.
Speed. Mm-hmm.
Holy speed, holy seed.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Should we take a break?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
So, before we get into the videos, I feel like it's important to note that it was actually sort of difficult to find videos that kind of
embodied this.
Show the brat dynamic.
Yeah.
And I'm curious. I wonder why that is. I feel like it's maybe sort of, it's a little, I feel like maybe it's like, is it tricky to like, it doesn't maybe look weirdly like
I think it's because of the brat dynamic. Yes. Here's my guess. Yeah. I think the brattiness has been co-opted by tropey mainstream porn.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So like when you search brat, everything that comes up is like gonna be stepsister stuff.
Yeah.
Or gonna be like
bratty teen.
Bratty teen. It's gonna be like young teen. It's gonna be combining it with other tropes.
Yeah. It's not showing the actual brat dynamic. Yeah.
And in that vibe, like they're not thinking about the nuance of the power dynamics as much as they're like, aren't women bitches? And then you're just getting...
Let me fuck her hard. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, let me just fuck her harder. And you're getting a scene where we start with like an asshole. Like we start with a bratty girl being a brat, but it has nothing to really do with like tension and the dynamics so much as like, let's just set this up as like a bitch. You want to shut up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then we go into very standard fucking and the dynamic of the brattiness isn't in the fucking itself. And that's what I think we struggled with.
Yeah. I will say that I know Katie Kush because on kink.com, there's some brat, like, it's like, I can't remember what the channel is, but it's basically she's like bound and restrained and it's like, you know, pretty intense domination.
I was going to say, like, I think maybe our error in this was not leaning kinkier because when you lean on like the mainstream space a bit more, it's going to have brat tagged all over the place, but we're really just talking about like a bratty girl who is not being dominated necessarily, or there's not like any real cognizance of that dynamic so much as we're just putting a bitch in there to shut her up, you know? And that doesn't quite encapsulate what it is, does it?
Mm-hmm. The stuff on kink that Katie's in is like, you know, she's like really like bound and gagged and like orgasm, forced orgasm, orgasm denial. And she's like, you know, laughing at the dom and sort of like, you know, ignoring him and like eye rolling and being like, okay, is that all you got? You know, and like that's sort of the dynamic. But
So she's like, she's definitely got range in the space. And the video that we're talking about is our mainstream option, which is to say that this is like
just a classically bizarre scene. Yeah,
it's from this channel called Bratty Sis. Mm-hmm. It's from season 24, episode 8. Don't be afraid. Come lick it. Katie Kush tempts Stepbro, Katie Kush and Oliver Flynn. But yeah, so this is, it's under the mainstream idea of what a brat is, which is just like sort of like, an annoying slutty girl.
Yeah. She starts doing a bizarre thing, which is to cut her pants open.
Yeah.
She's cutting her jeans. And then in the scene, we learn that there's like a fashion competition coming up. And she puts on the jeans. Okay, I spent way too much time thinking about this while I was watching this video. But yeah. I was like, okay, so did she literally just cut along the seams of the jeans?
Yes.
Because the seam is maintained on the left. And on the right, it's just kind of like jankly cut. But it sort of opens in a balanced way, in a symmetrical way, but her ass really like is fully exposed.
It's so her you're like, whole, and it, the conversation is wild. Like her stepbrother comes in, and she's like, "I'm making the sexiest design. Like I'm probably gonna get kicked out of the design competition."
Yeah,
and he's like, "You look like you're gonna get fucked." And she's like, "You tell me. You go on a." This was the strangest part. You go on a runway, and all of those designs aren't made by a Karen. I was like, what? What are you talking about? Yeah. And then he's like, I don't know. You look like you want to get fucked. And she's like, maybe I do want it.
Yeah.
And then she kind of whispers in his ear. And then it goes to like a few hours later and she's still like ass up, pussy exposed.
Typing on her phone.
Yeah.
And then she's also like refers to her other brother being too chicken shit to fuck her. And he's like, I could fuck you. And she's like, your step. It's different.
Yeah.
Weirdest way to work in that this is a step sibling situation.
And I was like, wait, so but you like,
apparently
your
she's
blood
trying
brother?
To fuck her blood brother. Yeah.
And then they have sex. But what's interesting, actually, I'll say, and maybe this goes back to the mainstream thing that we were just talking about, where it's like, why is it so hard to find this dynamic in porn? And I think it's because it lies also with the dom. Like, this girl is being bratty.
Yes.
But this guy isn't really, the dynamic isn't really there of like a dominant man.
Okay, yes. Great point, because
like, he's just sort of fucking her. Yeah, just sort of fucking her in a way.
And barely willingly, you know? Like, he's like, I guess I could fuck you. And then he does, like, get into it and, like, eat the shit out of her pussy and, like,
right.
Fuck her pretty hard, but he's kind of a mope, you know? Yeah. He's kind of just like...
He's just a stunt cock, basically.
A stunt
cock, sorry to say, but like he's not really doing much.
Yeah.
And it's just sort of like regular, degular sex or something.
Regular, degular porn sex.
Yeah. I mean, there was a moment where like he was like fucking her hard from behind and he kind of pulled on the material to sort of like really go in deep.
I like that. I like that too.
I thought that was really hot because I love that. Like any sort of...
And the conceit of her jeans ripped open was hot to me.
Sure.
I was fascinated by like how well her ass sort of burst out of the jeans. I was like, you just cut them. Like, did we size these so that your ass would spill out this way? But I guess that's maybe what jeans would always do if you cut them like that.
Yeah.
And they were probably super tight to begin with.
Yeah,
but
98% spandex.
Stretch, yeah.
Yeah, and there was also a moment which I loved because I'm someone who, you know, if you forgot, the vaginal opening, towards the opening, the first few inches have the most sensory nerve endings.
Yeah.
So when people are, that sort of motion of like just sort of entering is incredibly like pleasurable. And there's like a moment where he's just sort of like entering her and she's like rubbing her clit and she was like, that feels incredible. And I was like, yes, I know that feeling. And I agree with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it was like regular porn fucking, but with an interesting conceit with the pants and some interesting like angling.
Yeah.
And she did ultimately like play with her clit and like get that going.
Sure.
Eventually. Yeah. But yeah, I wanted more brattiness in the sex itself.
Because it's not just it's both. You know what I mean? Like you need it from the sub and you need it from the dom. And if we want to talk about
the dynamic between both of them.
If we want to talk about the other vid, which is from Burton Angel, it's called Bratty Teens. It starts Kenzie Reeves in small hands. And I would actually say that I don't think that Kenzie Reeves is a brat, like as a sub. Like she's more of like a princess, like subby girl. Like she's not really, there's not really like a bratty attitude.
Yeah, like she starts bratty being like, take this picture, let me annoy you, like doing this sort of attention grabby thing that could be an element of the Venn diagram of brattiness.
Right.
But then as soon as the sex starts,
there wasn't really like what I was missing was like sort of the defiance of authority or like the fighting back, you know?
Yes, but that just goes away. It's like she's just a brat in order to get him to fuck her.
Right.
And he's clearly like a great brat tamer.
Well, he's an
like,
amazing
he's
dom.
Dominating. Yeah. Yes. Like he's very dominant and very yeah. like, oh, you want me to treat you like a fucking brat? And like, mm-hmm. does a bunch of things like slapping her pussy and
right.
grabbing her
yes,
tits.
I loved, he like at the very start of it, he like pushed her legs open and like slapped her pussy.
Yeah.
Before they even started. And I was like, that is hot.
It's a great way to tame yes. a brat.
That's
you know?
What I'm looking for.
Great way to tame a brat. But then she just like immediately gives in and is like, yeah, I want you
whatever
to.
Whatever you want. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Which isn't it, bratty, you know?
Exactly. So it's like we had two pieces
uh-huh.
out of four.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, like we needed to get Small Hands and Katie Kush to fuck.
Yeah.
And for the brattiness to like exist in the sex. Because both it was like the brattiness is limited to the front.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the one with Small Hands, I was like, okay, this is great doming. This is a hot brat tamer.
Yeah.
But we're not really getting the push-pull so much as she's just being like fucked insanely raw, you know?
You know, I will say, aside from Small Hands, there isn't really a lot of great younger male doms in that generation. Like there isn't that aren't like that haven't been called out for being like abusers and no longer like work in the porn space, but like, you know, there's obviously like great older doms, like when you think about like Mick Blue or like Ramon Omar, you know, but like there isn't really like any younger.
Yeah,
when you think about like these big like young like the guys that are in all the videos right now in mainstream porn, there isn't really like a good wave of like younger
dominant guys. That's a good point.
Like,
yeah.
Really good doms.
Yeah. Now I'm like racking my brain and a lot of them are a little of like an older generation.
Yeah. Like Owen Gray, I mean, is rough, but I wouldn't say that he has like, he's not very verbal, you know, like he's mm-hmm. not like a big, like whereas like
yeah,
Small
he came
hands
to mind
is,
too. And I was like, he fucks hard, but he's not like
yeah.
actually really dominant or like right. doing anything that like plays with those dynamics. Like you yeah. said, he's not very verbal and he's not mm-hmm. even really like doing much physically, but beyond like rough penetration
mm-hmm.
to show that he's dominating.
No one like dips more into like, you know what I mean? There's not enough, there isn't anyone that like really goes into the kink world more,
mm-hmm.
you know, like it's all sort of like older generation guys.
Yeah. I wonder if any of them will like grow into that. Cause it is also kind of,
yeah.
to be fair, like generational uses of these yeah. performers the same way mm-hmm. like it's not like there's a lot of MILFs in their 20s, like men in their 20s and 30s fucking in porn aren't really expected to do more than like they like the rough fuck is the yeah. is the moneymaker, you know,
right
and like actual domination. But that said, like Small Hands is hot shit and he's been winning awards, so you'd think more
incredible yeah.
guys would kind of take note or like try that tactic, you know?
Yeah, but yeah, I just would be curious, like I would love to see like a Seth Gamble or like a Lucas Ross or something like that like go to the armory and like do a kink, you know what I mean, like do like an yeah. actual like hardcore dom scene, you know?
Yeah, but thinking about both of them, I'm like, it doesn't really feel like it's in there, like neither of them yeah. are super verbal performers, like I think right. that's part of a like a piece of it.
Yeah.
Small Hands is good verbally and yes. also like he seems really engaged in the scene.
Uh-huh.
There was actually like a really lovely moment at the beginning of this one that I do want to acknowledge, like he sort of laughed as yeah. he said like, oh, would you like that if I did that to
yeah.
like
right.
he's like, oh, do you want my fucking, oh, you want me to play with you, you know, like
yeah
in a way that felt really authentic and hot yeah. and like within the scene, but also within the interaction with Kenzie. Like,
mm-hmm.
it felt like, I think he lives in the scene in a way that's really right. hot and, like, effective as a performer.
Well, like, being a good dom isn't just, like, fucking hard. Like, it's, like, a mental
no, exactly.
thing, you know what I mean?
It's about,
like,
that's exactly
energy,
my point.
It's mental.
It's, like, it's
like,
a real
yeah.
chemistry. It's a real yeah. interaction. Like, it's a real energy exchange.
Right.
And I think that is what he does well. And right. some performers, like, don't quite tap into that in the same way.
I know. I'm like, if there's anyone that we're missing, let us know that we're thinking about. But yeah, I'm like,
yeah.
when I think about like good, great, yeah, like Tommy Pistols is like,
yeah,
still
there's
over,
two
yeah,
that are coming like, to mind who are not okay.
Mick Blue, you know, like you know. Steve Holmes. Yeah, I know. Like those, yeah, but like even like Rocco Siffredi, like all of, mm-hmm. you know,
older. Yeah.
yeah. But there isn't like a young, like hot shot that's like, well, that's able to. You know,
that isn't abusive. Yeah.
Yeah. Or exactly.
I'm thinking of two abusers right now.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. Exactly. Same.
So we're thinking of the exact same guys.
Anyways, I mean, I'm obviously like the bratty teens, the Burning Angel video. Like, I'm going to jerk off whenever I see Small Hands do anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's just really hot to me.
Yeah.
But the other video didn't really get me going. But Yeah, it's something I wish that we could have found like a really good exemplary, you know, brat video.
And yeah.
I'll continue looking because I'm sure it's out there. It just might be more like
kink will definitely, it's almost like we should just find a Katie Kush kink thing.
Or like a content creator. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Although hard with the content creator, because like you said, it's about the dynamic. It's about the dom and the sub.
Right.
So we need like a couple that's doing this is really what we need. Mm-hmm. Do we just find a hole in the porn space? There's no way. There has to be someone. Someone's going to write in and tell us
exactly
who we're looking for.
Let us know.
And or this might become like my new mission because that's a hot niche. Mm-hmm. Somebody should be doing this. Okay. Let us know, folks.
Yeah.
Give us a ring-a-ling.
Well, hey, thanks so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at Girls on Porn. That's Porn without the O. On our YouTube, youtube.com/@Girls on Porn. On our website, girlsonporn.com. And also on our Patreon, patreon.com/Girls on Porn.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe if you haven't already. Know that a 5-star review genuinely means so much to us. So if you do want to leave us one of those, feel free to include your Instagram handle so we can thank you.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually any good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.